My name is Alan Morris, and today we're going to have another teaching. And this teaching is dealing with the gospel of the kingdom. Now get your Bibles out, and get your pencils and papers out, and follow along with me, because this is the way you can learn. It's tremendously important. And the only way that I know how to learn is to get right in the Bible itself and see what the book says. So let's turn right off the bat. Let's get started. Let's turn to Matthew. Matthew chapter 4, verses 23, and we're going to talk about the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom. This is what Jesus taught when he walked on this earth. And we'll prove all this by scripture, verse by verse. Turn to Matthew chapter 4, verses 23, and it says, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom." See, he went about Galilee. This is all around Jerusalem area, see. And he preached in the synagogues. Were there any Gentiles in the synagogues? No. See, only Jews. He only preached to the Jews. And he preached the gospel of the kingdom. And then healing all manner of sicknesses and all manner of disease among the people. Now, why did he do this? To prove that he was who he said he was. He was the Messiah. He was the Christ. Only the Christ could do this. And he used it to show them, the Jewish people, that he was the Christ. They always looked for a sign. Well, these were signs. No one else could heal the sickness people like he did. Now, let's turn back to the right now and look at chapter... Go to chapter 9, Matthew chapter 9. And look what it says again. Verses 35. When you see it once telling you what he did, and then he tells you again there's reasons. And here he tells again. In chapter 9, Matthew chapter 9, verses 35, what did he say? "And Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in the synagogues." Here again, there's no Gentiles in these synagogues. These are all Jews. Jesus only went to the Jews. He didn't go to the Gentiles. Only after the cross he dealt with us. After the cross. But now when his walk on this earth, these Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are his walk on this earth, and he wasn't dealing with you and me. He was talking only to the Jews. It says that he went about all the cities and teaching in their gospel, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, see, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. We're going to talk about the gospel of the kingdom. We'll find out when we'll do it in a few minutes. But let's just look while we're right here. We're right next to chapter 10. Turn. You can look up there right here at chapter 10. Now look at verses 5. And this is when Jesus just got done calling out his 12 disciples. And these 12 disciples, in verse 5, these 12, he commanded them. He said, the 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, "Go not into the way of the Gentiles, see, and into any city of the Samaritans, enter not." See, Samaritans were half-breeds. So he commanded them not to go to the Gentiles or to any of the cities of the Samaritans, enter not. But where are they supposed to go? But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. See, Christ's ministry on this earth had nothing to do with you and me. He was only dealing with Jews, with the house of Israel. You see, he had to. He had no choice. The Abrahamic covenant, which he made a covenant with Abraham, that he would come only to his seed. Are we seed of Abraham? No, we're not Israelites. We're not his seed. He could only go to them. Until after the cross, when he died, then he set up a whole new body of Christ, which dealt with the Gentiles, and that's who we belong to now, the body of Christ, you see. And he set aside the Jewish religion, totally set it aside, and the Jewish people, Israel, set them aside, and now he's dealing with us, see. But it's with a total different gospel, and it's called the gospel of grace. But Jesus only taught the gospel of the kingdom. Now the scope to going to the right was turned to Matthew chapter 15, and I can show you what I'm talking about. Matthew chapter 15, verses 21. Matthew 15:21. It says, when Jesus went henceforth and departed from the coast of Sidon, Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a woman of Cana came out of the same coast, crying unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But look at verses 22. This is 15:22. It said, but he answered her not a word. See, God, Jesus could not deal with Gentiles. She was a Gentile woman. And he wasn't there for the Gentiles. So he didn't answer her. He totally ignored her. It says, verse 23, but he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. You see, he weren't going to deal with them either, because they were commanded not to go to Gentiles. See? But verse 24 said, he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Did your pastor ever tell you that Christ wasn't sent for you? He didn't come here to deal with us. He came to deal with Israel. But he will deal with us after the cross. See, that's when he comes to us, after the cross. See. And then, verse 25, then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. That's what the Jews thought of Gentiles. They were dogs. And Jesus thought the same thing. He was a Jew under the law, and he could not go to us. And then verse 27, she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. And then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. He condescended. There's no doubt about that. But Jesus didn't heal this, ever see this daughter. This daughter was in another town. But his power of God was sufficient to take care of her. But you see, and Jesus didn't heal her. Now you've got to understand this. Turn over to John. Turn over to the book of John and look at chapter 14. John chapter 14. Back to the right, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And let's look at verses 8, 14 verses 8. He's talking with Philip. Jesus was talking to Philip. He was a disciple. And Jesus said unto him, Lord, show us. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. And Jesus said unto him, have I been with you so long that you have not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. You see, when he was looking at Jesus, he was looking at the Father, you see. How sayest then that show us the Father? And verse 10 says, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? You see, when Jesus walked on this earth, the Father was with him 100%. They were never separated. The Father and the Son were never separated. They were together constantly. What did he say? Don't you understand that the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me. See, he didn't speak a word. Jesus never said a word all the time he was down on this earth. It was the Father speaking through the body. His body speaking through him. And he doeth the works. And Jesus never healed a person either. It was God healing him. It was the power of God in him that was doing it. It wasn't him. And so he didn't heal this woman. God did. See, he couldn't, because he told, as the Lord God, see, who was the Son of God, he told Abraham that he would only go to his people, to Israel, see, to the seed of Abraham. So that's why we have to understand that Jesus only came to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now let's go back to Matthew. Go back to Matthew, and let's look at chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. I should have had this Cooper finger there where we were at in 15. We could just turn one page and we'd do that. Matthew chapter 16. And let's look at verses 13. It says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I am, the Son of Man am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Verses 15, it says, he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And what did Peter say? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You see, that's the gospel of the kingdom. See, that Jesus was the Christ. See, Christ means Messiah. So Jesus was preaching that he was the Messiah, and he was the Son of the living God. Son of the living God. Let's turn in our Bibles back to John again. And let's look at John chapter 11. John chapter 11. And then we're going to look at verses 21. And this is dealing with Martha, Mary and Martha, see, and Lazarus. Then said Martha unto him, John 11 and verses 21, and said, Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day. And Jesus answered her, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. Whosoever believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And what did she say? Jesus, she said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God. See, the gospel, see, the gospel of the kingdom. And that's what he preached, that he was the Christ, see, the Son of God. See, the gospel of the kingdom. And this is what Jesus preached when he walked on this earth. And he proved it by all his miracles, you see. By all of his miracles. Let's turn to John chapter 20. Let's turn to John chapter 20. Turn to the right. Chapter 20. And look at verses 31. John chapter 20, verses 31. And look what it says. But this is all written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. You see, the gospel of the kingdom was based, that Jesus taught, was based that he was the Christ, and he was the Son of God. And all you had to do is believe that, and just believe in Christ, believe that he was the Christ, believe in his name, and you would be saved, see. That had nothing to do with us Gentiles, see. He was only talking to Jews, and this gospel of the kingdom was preached by him and also his disciples, that Jesus was the Messiah, that he was the Messiah. Now let's turn and look at Acts. Go to Acts chapter 8, and we're going to see some more of this gospel of the kingdom. Acts chapter 8, verses 37. And this is we're dealing with Philip. And Philip with the eunuch. And the eunuch had came, he was from Ethiopia, and he came to Jerusalem to worship, so he was a Jewish proselyte. And he was a Jew. And he came, and then he was written in the scriptures, and Philip saw him and came over to him and started to answer his questions. So let's look at verses 35. 8, verses 35. Acts chapter 8:35, it says, "And Philip opened his mouth and began the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And they went on their way, and they came to a certain water. The eunuch said, 'See, here is water. That thou what hinders me from being baptized?' And Philip said, 'If thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest.' And he answered and said, 'I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.'" See, the gospel of the kingdom. See, that's what the gospel of the kingdom was about, that Christ was the Son of God. And so he continues to do this, and we're going to see now, we're going to be dealing with Paul. Now we'll just look at chapter 9. It's right here. Turn to chapter 9, verses 20. Now Paul was Saul at this time, and Saul was just doing everything he could do to do away with the people that believed that Jesus was the Messiah. He thought that Jesus was totally an imposter, and he went about and got letters. See, he got letters from the synagogue and the synagogues to go to the synagogues to capture these people and put them in chains and take them to Jerusalem, and they would try them, and they would literally put them to death because he thought they were all heretics believing in this person of Jesus. But on the way to the road to Damascus, Jesus stopped him with a great light and knocked him right off his horse. And when he did that, Saul realized who he was. And he said, "Who are you?" And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord says, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecute." That was verse 9:5. But just look at, and then we see in 15, we find that Jesus says, But the Lord said unto him," he was talking to Ananias about Paul, or Saul, "Go thy way, for he, Saul, is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel, and I'll show him how great things he must suffer." How great things he must suffer. And Paul went through all kinds of suffering in order to preach this gospel. But that wasn't the gospel of the kingdom at this, right off the bat. I mean, down the road, it was the gospel of grace. But so when he left there, what did he do? Look at verse 20. Acts chapter 9, verse 20. "And after he was saved by believing that Jesus was the Messiah," see, he believed the gospel of the kingdom, see, and he went straight away, and he went into the synagogues there in Damascus. And verse 20 says, "And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he was the Son of God." See, so he preached the gospel of the kingdom when he first started. You see, because he didn't know about the gospel of grace. But we see that on verse chapter 9, we find that they were going to kill him because they didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah, and they were going to kill him, and so they put guards at the gates of Damascus, and when he left, they were going to kill him. So the people, the believers, left him down in a basket down the wall. You've heard of that, remember? In verse 25, "And the disciples took him by night and let him down in the wall of the basket." Now let's turn to Galatians, and we're going to see what happens to Paul. Turn to Galatians chapter 1, and look what it says. Let's look at verse 15. "But when it pleased God to separate me from my father's womb, he called me by his grace." This is Galatians chapter 1. "To reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathens." He said, "Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither did I went up to Jerusalem," see, to the apostles before me. See, God didn't want him dealing with the apostles. The apostles were teaching the gospel of the kingdom, and he's going to give him a whole new gospel, and he was going to go to the Gentiles. And so what is this? "Neither I went up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned into Damascus. After 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him." And while he was in this Arabia, we find that he went and preached the gospel. See? And this is the gospel. And this gospel was the gospel of grace, not the gospel of the kingdom that he started to preach. This was the gospel of grace, that it was for the Gentiles virtually. There were some Jews, but very few. And so he went up and he started to preach, and it was given to him. Now look back here, chapter 1, we're just back to one page, and look what it says. Verse 11, he says, I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which is preached of me is not after man. Neither I received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus gave him a whole new gospel. Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom, which meant that he was the Messiah. Paul preached the gospel of grace. And the gospel of grace, our salvation, was based on one thing and one thing only. His gospel that he preached. Now turn back to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We've got to do this fast because we don't have only 7 more minutes. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we'll show you what the gospel that he preached. Moreover, verse 15, verses 1. It says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you. See, he's talking to the Gentile, to the Corinthian, the Gentile church. I preach to declare unto you the gospel, not a gospel. I preached unto you which you have received and by which you stand. They received this gospel and they stood on it. And it also is by which also you are saved. This is for you and me today. This is what our salvation is based on. This Paul's gospel of grace, see. Not the gospel of the kingdom, but the gospel of grace. If you keep in memory what I preached to you, unless you believe the thing. You've got to believe this. You've got to understand it. What is it? For I delivered to you first of all, which I also received. We saw that he received it there in Galatians chapter 1, that he received it from the living Savior, see, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and he rose again on the third day, according to Scriptures. That's the gospel that Paul preached, the gospel of grace. If you believe that Jesus died for your sins, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day, according to Scriptures, if you believe that, you're saved. That's salvation for the body of Christ. You notice it didn't have anything to do with taking Jesus as your Savior or believing in Jesus or taking Jesus in your heart. It was based on what he did, because what he did on that cross is what saved you. You see, he was totally rejected by the Jews, and he walked away from them. He set them aside, and he came to a new church called the Body of Christ. And this Body of Christ salvation was based on Paul's gospel. Not the gospel of the kingdom, but Paul's gospel. And this gospel is what we live by today. And if we don't have the Holy Spirit, and you are not saved if you don't believe this gospel for your salvation. It's tremendously important. Let's turn back to Romans. You got to really understand this. Just turn back to Romans. We don't have a whole lot of time, but let's look at this Romans chapter. I just want to make sure you people could understand how important this gospel is. Romans chapter 10. Now, Paul, you people have to understand that Paul loved the Jews. He was a Jew, and he wanted them to be saved. And he did preach the gospel of the kingdom to the Jews, because that's what he told. He was told to take this gospel, the gospel of grace, to the Gentiles. And Peter and James and John in Galatians chapter 2 said that they were going to preach the gospel of the kingdom to the Jews, and they shook hands. And they said, you take your gospel of grace to the Gentiles, and we'll take our gospel of the kingdom to the Jews. Two different gospels preached at the same time, one to the Jews and other to the Gentiles. See, and but he was a Jew, Paul was, and he had a tremendous love for them. And look what on chapter 10, look what chapter verse 1 says. He starts to talk now to the Jews. He's been talking to us, but he has about these three chapters here, 9, 10, and 11. But chapter 10. Look what it says, verse 1. He says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel, that they might be saved. Now, look over here at verses 9, and this is what he tells them how to be saved. See, this is, you got to read, when you read the Bible, you got to understand who he's talking to. And he's talking now to the Jews. And when he dealt with the Jews, he taught them the gospel of the kingdom. See, he didn't undermine the 12 disciples. When he preached to you and me, he preached the gospel of grace. But when he preached to them, look what it says. He's telling these Jews now that he had a prayer that they would be saved. He's telling, this is salvation for you. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, they had to believe in Jesus. See, the Jews didn't believe in Jesus. That's why they turned, killed him. They didn't believe in him. He said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead. See, Jesus would do no good for the Jews if he didn't raise him from the dead. They knew they killed him. They killed him on that cross. He had to raise from the dead, see, in order to be their Messiah. Okay? And he said, if you believe that he raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You see, that's the gospel of the kingdom. See, they had to believe in Jesus, that he was their Messiah, and that he raised from the dead. See, and we got churches today are using this and for salvation for the church, and it's not. Look at verses 13. It says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Is that in the gospel of grace? No. It's not in the gospel of grace. You have to understand how to rightly divide the word of God. But when Paul preached to us, he preached only the gospel of grace to the Gentiles. But to the Jews, he wanted them to be saved, and this was salvation for the Jews. And so there are two different gospels. And the churches have not learned to understand that. And that day they are preaching the gospel of the kingdom to the churches today. And there's no salvation in the gospel of the kingdom. Only salvation there is in this book for you and me is in the gospel of grace that Paul preached for us, for the Gentiles. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for this time. And I just pray that the people will wake up and understand the Word of God and believe the gospel of grace, that Christ died for their sins, that he was buried and rose from the dead, and that is salvation for the church today. I pray this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.